What's up, creamers?
Creamer.
It's me, Sammy Daddy. And I'm here to smoke the turkey. I mean, talk to turkey like Ted Turner about some professional wrestling.
Wow. You know, I didn't go to journalism school. And I never really worked.
I'm going to tell you the best, the worst, and the all-time pro wrestling blunt rotations. That's right. Hold up your hands. Wave them high. That's a nice diss, but it was a weak-ass John Cena quote of the week. What's my match count for 2026? The year of super kicks? And of course, I leave a... Give me those clips. Amount of room for cream. All that on this episode of what was I doing? Oh, Russell Cream. I watched some professional wrestling this past week. You could probably guess it was WrestleMania, the biggest wrestling show of the year, for better or worse, I guess. I don't think I'm going to break any news to anybody, but it wasn't their greatest showing. There was a lot of complaints about ads, which was fair, and match times, which is fair. There was a few bright spots, I guess, but overall, I think I feel the same as the majority of people, that it was, you know, kind of a letdown overall. I think especially night one is the thing that people are not liking very much. I was watching it with my kids were watching a little bit, my in-laws were over, and they don't really watch wrestling, but they knew I wanted to watch it, and they were kind of watching it, whatever. And I felt like there were so many times where I thought I missed a match or I missed something. And then I realized, like, no, I saw the whole thing. Like, maybe I turned away to talk for a second and came back, but it felt like, I don't know, it was weird. There's tons of stuff out there where people actually counted the minutes of wrestling as opposed to ads, as opposed to entrances. I will say, overall, on the weekend, I liked the entrances, I think, most of them. There was a couple that didn't hit the way I think they were supposed to. Like, Becky Lynch is the lead singer, missed the cue, so you could tell that he was not actually singing. So that, I thought, was funny. I don't remember what else there was. Seth Rollins was sweet. He had a cool jacket. Kind of goes with the theme of today. It had a bunch of smoke coming out of it, and he had contacts in, and he took them out really fast. I thought that was one of the most impressive things all weekend. Liv Morgan did a music video. A lot of things happened. But yeah, so night one, Randy Orton kicked Cody in the head. Pat McAfee was the surprise retirement nobody saw coming this weekend. The only one to talk about that I can think of. 6 out of 8 belts changed hands over the whole weekend, which I thought was kind of a lot, but not like a good or bad thing, just a big number. So night one, I don't know. It felt like a show that wanted to be WrestleMania, but it was not WrestleMania. But night two, I think night two made up for it, at least. When we look back and talk about this, I think everybody will make fun of that first night or talk about the match times or the ads or how whatever their experience was. But they'll be able to at least go, well, there was a good main event. It was the Oba Femi over Brock, who also appears to, I don't know, it looks like he retired. I feel like he retired. I don't think he would have shown that emotion if he wasn't really retiring. But what do I know? Maybe he comes back for one more, two more, three more, four more, five more. Probably not six more, though. Either way, the ladder match I thought was good. Those are always good. I like all those guys in it. And there was one other match that I think most people liked overall. But maybe we'll talk about that one a little bit later. In fact, I'll give you a haiku that might give you a clue who... about what I'm going to pick for my match of the week. Haku haiku. The light and the dark, WrestleMania is saved. I acknowledge that. What are you talking about? Nobody knows. But the reason for this week's episode is we've kind of dropped the ball. As you can tell, I guess I should have addressed it sooner. It's just me this week. Hot Joe, I think he just might have forgot or wandered off somewhere or something. But we were going to do a 420 special episode. It's if you know, you know. I think everybody knows by now, right? We were going to do a 420 episode, but then we forgot. I don't know what could have come upon us to make us forget, but we forgot. So we said, well, we'll just do it the next day, which is today, and I think he forgot again. I don't know. But the greatest thing about if you miss 420, you can just catch up 2 days later because it's 422. Thank you. So because of that, we were going to come up with a good, a bad, and an all-time blunt rotation that involves professional wrestlers. I just so happen to have access to all of Hot Joe's personal journals and notes. So I was able to find his, even though he won't be able to do it himself. But we can still discuss amongst us. Just don't tell him. And we will get to that in 1 minute, right after this ad. Creamers. Quick question. Where do your old grapes go? No, don't answer that. Because if you're like me, Sammy Daddy, you don't know. And that's a problemo. That's a huge problemo. Grapes don't just disappear. They go somewhere, but no one knows where. Which is why today's episode of Wrestle Cream is sponsored by Shoe Cycler, from the makers of the Link Leash. Shoe Cycler takes your unwanted food scraps and converts them into wearable, regulation-adjacent footwear. It's simple. Step one, insert food. Step two, close the scrap gate. Step three, stand back. Not far, but not close. The Shoe Cycler uses patented gastrofabrication technology to break down your leftovers and reassemble them into a fresh pair of shoes in as little as 6 to 7 minutes. Depending on some stuff, don't you worry about it. Capiche? We're talking about banana peels, tofu skins, old rice, wet almonds, all the classics gone. Reborn, relaced. And I'll be honest with you. First time I used it, I was skeptical. I says, this feels like something I shouldn't have in my home. But then I opened the chamber, and there they were. Shoes. Warm, slightly damp, laced already, which I didn't ask for, but I put them on. Perfect fit. And here's the thing nobody tells you. They don't feel like normal shoes. They feel almost alive. They feel like they're anticipating your next step. Sometimes before you take it, but you get used to it. Trust me. Sammy Daddy wears nothing else now. I tried going back to regular sneakers and I hated it. I hated myself. I hated life. I started taking it out on the people around me. My support system, I shattered it. I took my nephew to the woods and just left him there. I pushed my coworker out of a moving car just to feel something. I started turning tricks for loose change and just throwing it away on lottery scratch-offs and malt liquor. I got into a long legal battle with Pet Supplies Plus. But once I turned on the Shoe Cycler again and watched as it turned banana peels and other food scraps into shoes for my feet, a huge weight was lifted off my shoulders. Suddenly, I felt whole again. I was Sammy Daddy once more. Now, quick disclaimer. Do not overfill the chamber. Overfilling the chamber can and will cause you and your family and your parrot to burn in a house fire. Oh, Polly, want a cracker? Polly want to die. Anyway, head to Shoe Cycler's website. Again, you'll find it. And use promo code Cream on My Toes for 12% off your device. Shoe Cycler. You feed it. It feeds you. But now to our main event. Wait, is this, I guess maybe, all right, this wouldn't be the main event, because I guess later in the show would be the main event. I'm not quite sure how that, we'll have to talk to somebody and get that figured out next week. Anyway, now to this part of whatever it is I'm doing here. Just the other day, it was 420. It's a weed smoking holiday. Holiday? Celebration? I don't know what the proper word is, but it's that. So then that got us thinking. There's kind of that meme out there when you see a bunch of cool celebrities together, you go, oh, that's a good plum rotation. Or normally you see a bunch of bad people together. I don't imagine a group of bad people. And whomever that may be, and it would say like nightmare blunt rotation. So we kind of took that idea, and just put the pro wrestling spin on it. So if you don't get it, you will when I get into this right now, when I tell you who I have for my good smoking circle. I picked R-Truth. I don't know who smokes and who doesn't smoke. I'm just picking off what I think would be fun people to hang around in an altered state. Not that, as a disclaimer, Russell Kareem doesn't endorse that because nobody pays us to yet. But these are the people I'd want to hang out with if that's what was happening that evening. And R-Truth is at the top of that list. I think he'd be funny. I think he's lived a wild life where he'd have a lot of stories. So I can't see how that would go bad, and he's very entertaining. And I think he would help, like, clean up the trash at the end too. He's a good guy. I tried to think of wrestlers, even though I don't know who does and who doesn't, allegedly. I tried to think of wrestlers that might have a history with that. So I picked Liv Morgan, because I also think that she would be fun. She'd be laughing. So if she's laughing, that's going to make other people laugh. It's infectious. That's what they say. Laughter is the best infectious. And I think she would add to it. So there. Now I picked two old-timers. Mostly because I think that, I guess this first one would just have really good stories. And is very charismatic. So I think you would hang on every word of Scott Hall if you had a buzz on. I think he's cool. He's always been cool. And wherever he is now, he's cool. And the other guy, I think I would like his stories. But because they're kind of crazy. And I think it'd get very conspiracy theory-esque, and we've talked about that on the show. I like conspiracy theories can be fun. Maybe a little dangerous currently, but like the classics are fun. Birds not being real. We did a whole episode on that. You can find that because that's true. That's not a conspiracy theory, though. That's the truth. I like that one. But so the last person I would have in this is Jesse the Body Ventura. I think he actually has a brand of stuff. I don't know, edibles or something. I don't know. Anyway, he sells stuff like that. I don't even know where you would get stuff like that. I don't even know why there is stuff like that. You know what I mean? What's going on out there? But from Hot Joe's Hacked, I mean, what he told me would totally be his thing that he told me, and I didn't just find on my own by snooping. His list of good friends would be Willow Nightingale, Biggie, Colt Cabana, and Orange Cassidy. And I don't see anything wrong with that list. I'm kind of jealous he put Biggie, because I think Biggie is very entertaining and a good person. So I'm kind of upset I didn't think of that one, but that's okay. But maybe we can all hang out next weekend or something if everybody's free. Willow Nightingale, who continues to grow on me and make her way up the list of just wrestlers that I enjoy. She just seems fun. The other two. See, now Orange Cassidy is somebody I thought about, but I thought about putting Orange Cassidy on my bad list because I feel like I want to have some laughs. I want to hear some stories. I want the time to fly by, and I feel like if Orange Cassidy's there, he's just going to, I mean, he already kind of just chills and doesn't want to do anything, so I think that would make it even worse. But that might make it better, and that's probably why he's on your good list. And Colt Cabana, think of the stories he could tell. And he's funny, does the stand-up comedy. So I think that's the best choice. Who would you have in yours? And why was my list better than Hot Joe's? Let us know in the comments below. But now that, and you know, we try to be positive on the show, but it's only right that, like I said, the idea kind of came from, you know, seeing the comment Nightmare Blunt Rotation on something. So we had to pick who we would not want to smoke a joint with. And Hot Joe and I think we both went at this different ways, but obviously all I saw was his list, not his reasons. But I guess I can imagine some of these reasons, because his Bad Blunt Rotation list is Kane, Superfly Jimmy Snuka, Marty Jannetty, and Sergeant Slaughter. So I'm going to imagine anybody listening to this could probably guess why Hot Joe picked all these people in at most three guesses each. I'm going to say that it's alleged acts and ideologies would be the main reason. I don't know what Sergeant Slaughter did, though, specifically. Huh. I guess we'll never know. But I can give you reasons for my list. And my first one is somebody that openly talks about how marijuana use is better than pills. So, you know, wrestlers have a stereotype or a history of falling into that. And this guy is one of the best wrestlers ever. However, I don't, same as I was talking about good stories before, I think these stories would ruin my buzz, bring down the vibes if Bret Hart was there. I'm just saying, I like hearing like half of his stories, but then, no offense, I'm sorry. I feel bad saying it, but I'm sticking with it. And now, my second pick is for, also, I don't want it to harsh my buzz, dude, man, but I think I would just be scared the whole time if New Jack was there. And I think New Jack would be cool, but, like, I feel like it's always in the back of your head, like, this can go sideways at any moment, and I don't want that. The next guy that I picked is George the Animal Steel, because I feel like he would just slobber all over everything, and that's just not sanitary. I don't want to feel like I kissed George the Animal Steel. Well, maybe. Maybe I'll rethink that one. And my last one is, I wasn't sure what name everybody knows him by, but I picked Elias, a.k.a. Elijah, a.k.a. Ezekiel. Elias Samson. Ezekiel Samson. Whatever it is. Just because I like him. He seems really cool. I always liked the Elias thing. I don't see it as much now, but what I still see is good. He's huge. Just looks like a wrestler. But I don't need some dude strumming his guitar the whole time, making up songs about why the city sucks and the sports teams are me. I don't want to hear that. So get out of here with your guitar. But that's just my opinion, man. What's yours? Put it in the comments. Tell us who you would not want to have a smoke session with. But that leads us to, and this is actually, it's really funny how this worked, because my list and Hot Joe's list were identical. So this made it really easy, because this was supposed to be the part that we would actually like debate, because we picked who would be the all-time, I guess, Mount Rushmore, Mount Cushmore, if you will, of pro wrestling weed smokers. And there's probably one or two guys that you would think of to put on this list, and we probably are thinking of the same people, and we didn't put them on there because we don't like them. So too bad. If you think you know who it is, tell me, but we all know. So obviously the first pick would be Rob Van Dam. I think that's probably the first person that would come to anybody's mind. First face on your Rushmore, whatever, Cushmore, whatever we're calling it. And I mean, RVD 420, Mr. 420, the 420 leg draw, all that stuff. I mean, it's pretty much his character in one form or another. Even in WWE, I feel like that's what they, you know, they didn't shy away from it. Let's put it that way. So he's got to be your first one. And then somebody kind of linked to RVD would be Sabu. the late, great Sabu. I think him and RVD, I don't remember what year it was, but they got in trouble. And that's what kind of screwed up stuff for their pushes in WWE at the time. But I think they're linked together because of ECW, and they're also linked together because of that. The third face, is it, I guess, third face on the mountain? Is it a mountain? I know it's mount. I've never heard it called mountain. Is there a difference? Mountie. We'll call it the Mountie Rushmore. But it's not the Mountie. It's X-Pac. And I don't know if Hot Joe picked X-Pac for the same reason that I did. But I just remember him saying he's going to... What does he used to say? I'm going to... Your ass is grass and I'm going to smoke it. I didn't know what that meant back then. I just thought it sounded fucking sweet. I thought he meant smoke it like I'm going to beat your ass, but that's not what he meant. Well, it is what he meant, but it's not what that meant outside of that scenario. And I didn't know that till later, but that's what I realized. Oh, okay. This is what we're doing. That's why I put him on there, at least. I don't know why Hot Joe did. And the last one I think speaks for itself, so it's the Godfather. Light up a fatty for this pimp daddy, which is just ridiculous. A lot of people like to point out, like, how, you know, when we were kids, we were running around schools telling everybody suck it. And bra and panties matches and all that kind of stuff. It's funny that that's what they bring up, but nobody brings up that he would come out every week with hose and just say, light up a fatty for this pimp daddy. And we were all yelling it. I didn't know what any of that meant. That's wild just to think about. But it was fun. And we had a good time. And that's why the Godfather gets to be on it, because he gave everybody a good time. So the all-time Mount Rushmore, RVD, X-Pac, the Godfather, and Sabu, our forefathers of weed and wrestling, I guess. But that leads us to the John Cena quote of the week. Your happiness does not require the consent of others. And before we get to the match count and all that, I did just, you know, with John Cena just being here and everything, it did remind me, one of the highlights, maybe my favorite moment, was the second night of John Cena hosting, coming out to tell us the attendance, and he gets interrupted by The Miz and Kit Wilson, which leads to Danhausen getting to come out and have a WrestleMania moment with John Cena and The Miz and come out on top and get cheered. And I just saw something, I don't know who was interviewing him at WrestleMania weekend, that he was saying how he had like a wall of merchandise at the store. And it's just crazy that it's, I can believe it. It's just wild that it's happening. And it's just, it seems like everything is going very well. You got to love that Danhausen. I think I said last week I was hoping he would do something with John Cena. I know he alluded to it or whatever it was, but it actually happened. So that might not be match of the week, but it can be moment of the week. Danhausen, just all of Danhausen at WrestleMania. He was in the Goodyear blimp. I watched like a 4-minute video of him being funny in a blimp. What more do you want? But my match count for 2026, the year of Super Kicks, is 140 matches. And CM Punk versus Roman Reigns, the main event of WrestleMania Night 2, would be my match of the week. I just really enjoyed it. It had... Just having these things doesn't make it a good match. But because it was a good match with these things, I think I liked it more. It had them trying each other's finishing moves or signature moves or whatever you call it, which I always think is... I don't know why, but for some reason that seems like it's like a big deal to me still. They had like a back and forth... I'm going to hit you, then you punch me, then I punch you, then I kick, then you kick, then a knee, then a, whatever, like that, kind of back and forth. There was submissions back and forth, getting traded back and forth, which I forget Roman Reigns does that choke thing, but it worked, I think. There was near falls. There was, so the one thing that was weird, though, is that Roman Reigns just blatantly hit CM Punk with the stairs, and it was okay, which I understand. But it really is, it is funny that, because Michael Cole or whoever said it, like, all the referees being very lenient, especially like with the countouts when they were fighting outside, and I get it, and I I agree with it. That's the way I want it to be. If they want to do something, like maybe you didn't need to do this thing with the stairs, but whatever. He did it, and it was good. Or the not counting and trying to get him back in the ring. It's the main event. You don't want it to end bad, but it is funny that they're like, well, the referee's being very lenient. Where, like, could you imagine that in football? Like, there's referees that are bad, and there's referees that are letting, you know, okay, we know we're letting this go. Or if it's baseball, the strike zone or whatever. It would just be really funny that if in other sports they're like, well, the referee, you know, it's a championship game. They're just going to let anything happen. Who cares? There's the comparisons you can make to basketball and stuff in the playoffs, but still. But either way, I thought it was a great match. I think it, like I said in my haiku, I think that will be that. I think the Danhausen segment will get looked, Obafemi will get looked back on in positive lights, and most of the other stuff will be, even the stuff that was above average, pretty much most of your night two stuff and a couple things on night one, but that's the stuff that's going to get looked at to like, oh, that, okay, that wasn't really that great of WrestleMania, but it had this, this, and this. Paige came back, whatever. So, I think it was good. I actually want to watch it again. That's how I feel. So I feel like that's the biggest compliment I can give. It's like, I'd like to watch it one more time in the near future. And I guess as many times as I want after that, but whatever. So that's my match of the week. What's your match of the week? And what's your match count? And what did you think of WrestleMania? And did you buy the shoe cycle? Is that what it was? Yeah, the shoe cycler. Let us know. Smash that subscribe button. Click the bell. What's that? What else is there? I don't know. There's somebody here to ask. But I guess that leads us to our Room for Cream segment. First, Room for Cream will be from our good friend, Russell Cream. I don't know what any of that means.
What's up, boys? This is Matt, a.k.a. Russell Ruggs.
Hey.
A.k.a. the official third man, a.k.a. the doctor of Ruggonomics.
Sounds like he's a cold.
Coming at you in RFC. Still celebrating the holidays.
Oh. I get it.
You guys are talking blunt rotations.
Yes.
And I'm going to go my dream blunt rotation.
Okay.
Would be the Iron Sheik.
Okay.
Dr. Cube, and I'm going to put RVD on there. I know that's kind of cliche, but...
No. Well, it is, but...
Smoke me. Can't wait to hear what your guys are. My match count for 2026, the year Super Kicks.
700.
247 wrestling matches.
So a whole 100 and
some. Slacking. That number should be way higher by now. All right. Love you, boys.
Bye. He did a whole thing. He put in more effort than I did this week. Well, your match count's way higher. I'm not even going to discuss that part. So what did you say? Who did you say? RVD. I think that's, it is cliche, but it's cliche for a reason. So I think it's a totally fair. I think because I knew we were putting him in our other thing. I didn't want to put him in that, but I think it's, who else did he say? Iron Sheik? I don't know Dr. Cube. Well, I mean, I know who that is, but I don't. It's from Kaiju. Kaiju Big Battle, right? Is he the bad guy? I thought he was the bad guy. But either way, check that out. That's a... Russell Ruggs went to that a couple weeks ago now? I don't remember. And had the time of his life. Clearly. And who else? Iron Sheik. Iron Sheik's a cool one. I feel like he would be getting a little out of control. He would almost be... like how I talked about New Jack... but not, I feel like Iron Sheik would beat me up and I feel like New Jack would kill me. That's the difference. But I do like all those picks. And happy holidays, or I don't know what you're supposed to say. But next, we have a Room for Cream from our other good friend, Jesse Blair.
Hello, hello, Cream Nation. It is the first lady of Creamerica, the Rosetta Stone, Jesse Blair.
Hey, JB.
So, I heard that Sammy Daddy is doing a solo Stoner 420 edition.
You heard.
Of Wrestle Cream. Very exciting, very exciting, very fun.
I think so, too. Thank you.
I do not partake in the electric lettuce, all that.
Electric lettuce.
I think that it would be fun to have a marijuana-centered match stipulation. And I think a good version of that is Iron Man edible match. What happens is at the start of the show, the competitors come out, they take an edible, and they go on right before intermission. So that gives just enough time for them to get started, and then they have to wrestle a short little Iron Man match and try to get as many falls as they can in the first half because, well, when they get all stoned out and spaced out, not going to be as effective in the end, so... gives that extra little bit of drama at the end, at the front.
I like this.
Already. You all are having a good day, and love you.
Love you. I love that idea. I think that I think it should happen. I'm surprised there isn't, like, I saw all different themes and types of events in Las Vegas this week because of WrestleMania, but did they have, I'm surprised there's not a whole show centered around this, but that could be... Well, I was going to say your main event, but it would be intermission. But so your pre-intermission main event. Yeah, whatever. You work out the details, but I like that a lot. That's a whole nother thing, other matches like that. Well, you can put a bunch of stuff on a pole or a ladder match. Paraphernalia on a pole. I just think that sounds good. Or, give me your weed pun match names below. There's got to be a bunch, but I can't. I'm not in the right frame of mind to think about that right now. But what I am in the right frame of mind to think about is my good other friend, Ronnie Two Legs. He's sent in a room for cream, and here it is.
Heyo, boys.
Heyo.
Two Legs.
Hey, bud.
Number one creamsman, all-time best creamsman that has ever creamed.
Wow.
In Cream Nation.
He's creaming. Give it to me, Ronnie.
WrestleMania.
Yeah, it was.
Week. It was two days of WrestleMania. And
two.
420.
That's three things in a row.
That's a whole thing. Makes me think of. Do you remember, I don't know how old everyone is, but...
old enough.
That's the day that Columbine happened. Do you remember Columbine?
Yeah.
That happened.
Yeah, I do.
I was in 11th grade.
You're old.
Yeah, that makes me old.
See?
Yeah, but just wondering, where were you? Where were you when that happened?
Oh.
It's pretty fucked up. I guess the craziest thing is why shit like that is still happening in schools.
Yeah, it hasn't really slowed down.
Shot themselves at Valley Forge like 2 days ago.
He's not wrong.
So yeah,
it just happened here.
Sorry to bring the show down with school shootings. you thought, Ronald Two Legs Stoner guy, I got a call about 4:20 in
Yeah.
Nope, called with a bummer.
Yeah.
All right, love you.
Love you.
See you.
Show loves you.
See you next time.
See you next time. Yeah, so that took a turn. I was not prepared for that to go that way. I didn't know. I thought maybe it'd be... Honestly, I thought he'd talk about the Danhausen. But he didn't. Wow. So I was just... Yeah, somebody just earlier today asked me where I was when Columbine happened. Jesus Christ. I guess I was in, I was like 10 years old, I think. I would say I was 10 years old, so, or no, I was 9. I guess, there you go. Speaking of 9, is that, no. But yeah, fuck. It's not funny, so I don't know why I'm laughing. I'm glad. So originally I was gonna say mine and then play those, and then I just forgot honestly and started playing those. And I'm glad that I didn't go that way because of what just transpired. But speaking of transpired, that sounds like transition, and that's what I'm doing right now. Not just my room for cream. I've been. I don't know if you actually watch on the YouTube. You can see behind me there's a bunch of different things. Things have moved, things have shown up, things are the same. Just because I'm rearranging some stuff. And you can't see it, but maybe in the mirror behind me, this side, you can see there's a bunch of stuff over there, bookshelves and stuff on there. So, you know, I at least I'm not good at cleaning and rearranging because I'm like, every time I keep looking at stuff, or there's a lot of comic books and books over there, so I've been reading a couple of those. And the one I started again that I wanted to bring up is this one right here. I know how Joe has this. We've probably talked about it on the show, but it's a quite popular graphic novel called The Comic Book Story of Professional Wrestling by Aubrey Sitterson and Chris Moreno. It's a really good book. It really does kind of delve really far back to the beginnings of wrestling, and obviously you can only cover so much. It doesn't cover every single thing that's ever happened. And I don't remember how long ago it came out, but it's still, obviously it's not caught up to, you know, WrestleMania that just happened and stuff like that. It's a book. I mean, that's not how books work. So, let's see. It says text copyright, illustration copyright, 2018. So not like a super long time ago. I thought it was older than that, honestly. But yeah, it really goes through the history of wrestling, wrestling in different parts of the world, wrestling lore, why wrestling is the way wrestling is. Wrestling, wrestling, wrestling. Wrestling, wrestling, wrestling. But, having said wrestling all those times, we're out of time. We gots to go. Happy holidays. We love you, and we wish you the best. I wore a wire that whole show. Everybody's going to jail.
Prince Nana makes his living off of your back. And when the show's over, he goes down in the hotel parking lot and he spends that living buying weed from a high school kid. But Nana, after I beat Swerve's ass, I'm gonna beat your ass and I'm gonna steal your weed.
What?
No, you're not! No, you're not! You're not gonna do that!